Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root is back in the saddle again. It is Wednesday, August 6th. I'm back from my very quick trip. Nice little vacation to my second home in Park City, Utah. Love it up there. God's country. God keeps his second home or his vacation home in Utah, in particular Park City, Utah. What a beautiful place. I think it's America's greatest city. I really do. Just an amazing place. There were so many things happening while I was gone that I didn't have a chance to go over them because I wasn't here. So I printed out everything that was going on while I was gone. It's not just today's news. It's like the last week's news because some really important things came out while I was gone, and I wanted to share them with you. Number one, I think the number one most important news of the last week is that Biden keeps bragging about the jobs report. And the jobs report is horrible. As an example, I talked last week about the fact that almost every job being created is a part-time job, and the jobs being lost are full-time, high-paying jobs. All we're getting is crappy part-time jobs and people taking a second job, a third job, and a fourth job to pay the rent. But what came out in the last few days while I was gone is staggering. Because when you look at the jobs report from the American U.S. Government Labor Department, here's what you find out. 1.2 million U.S.-born American workers lost their jobs last month. 1.2 million. And they were replaced by almost 700,000 foreign-born workers. So what's happening in America is every one of these crappy multinational billion-dollar companies led by the Bill Gates of the world and the Klaus Schwabs of the world and the George Soros of the world, every one of them is making the decision to fire you if you're American-born and you make, say, $120,000 a year. After working for 20 years, you finally worked your way up to $120,000 a year. They fire you, and they replace you with, like, an $18,000 a year illegal alien. And so they make a much bigger profit. That's why corporate profits are good, because they're firing all the Americans and replacing them with losers, foreign losers from other countries who aren't even American citizens. Or maybe some of them are American citizens now, or they have work permits, but they're still illegally in the United States or brand new in the United States. And they're replacing you and I. So, I mean, I think that's the story of the year. Right? Because they think there's good jobs reports. Oh, there's 200,000 new jobs. Well, the way they come up with that number is 1.2 million U.S.-born workers lost their jobs in one month. Month of July, month of August, replaced by 688,000 foreign-born workers. And then, literally, this came out, I think it was on Friday of last week, or maybe it was over the weekend. But immediately, Biden comes out and touts America as having the strongest economy, the lowest inflation rate in the world, and Bidenomics is a blue-collar blueprint for America. So, look, Joe Biden is a brain-dead zombie. He's a puppet zombie with dementia who knows absolutely nothing. There's even a new book out about it by some liberal author, and even the book concludes that Joe Biden is a puppet and others are running the country, and Joe Biden walks around all day long angry that nobody listens to him in the White House and no one cares what he has to say, and they're using other people to make up the policies that he doesn't even agree with. And then they're also trying to, make him apologize for the things he says. And he says, why should I apologize? It's what I believe in. So even the new book admits Joe Biden is a lost soul. A lost soul. Kamala Harris came out today and said that it's, you know, she may very well have to step in as president of the United States. I'm sure Joe Biden must love that comment. Wow. Talk about a vice president stamping your president in the back. She knows this guy's going to die. Joe Biden will die in office in the next year, or he'll be forced to resign because of illness, either mental illness or physical illness, if he makes it in the next year. But he will not be the candidate for president. And Kamala is sitting there salivating that she's going to be the next president of the United States. The dumbest person, not the dumbest woman, the dumbest person of any kind to ever hold major elective office in the United States, Kamala Harris. You know, she got her job by having sex with an older man who was married, Willie Brown. She's a spinner, as they say. Kamala was spinning around on Willie Brown. And she got her all of her first jobs, all of her first paychecks from the state of California because she was a spinner. And Willie Brown was the, you know, like the king tyrant of California. And he put her on the payroll. That's how she got her entire career start. She screwed her way to the top. She spinned her way to the top. And she's so dumb, she couldn't spell cat if I spotted her in the C and the A. She's so dumb, I've turned doorknobs that had more intelligence than Kamala Harris. And she's talking about stepping in for Joe Biden as president of the United States. We're in so much trouble. But I will say, I hope she does. I hope it happens. I really hope it happens. I'm rooting for it hard. I'm praying for it. I got my fingers crossed. I got my toes crossed. I got my hands in prayer. Because, God, would it be wonderful if Donald Trump against Kamala Harris. I mean, Trump would win by 50 points. Kamala Harris is the dumbest human being that's ever been in office of any color, of any race, of any sex, of anything, or anyone. She's just a moron. But she's good at lying on her back. And that's how she got to the place she's at. Plus, she's black, and she's not really even black. She's Indian from India and Jamaican from Jamaica. But Democrats think that she looks black, so they want her on the ticket to attract black voters. But she didn't attract any black voters in the Democrat primary. Nobody liked her. Even blacks didn't like her. So they put her on the ticket, and they probably thought they'd fool a few blacks, and they'd fool a few woke white liberals who want there to be a black woman on the ticket, and she's a black woman. She ticks that box, checks that box, even though she's not a black woman. She's an Indian-Jamaican woman. So, please, Lord, let Kamala Harris jump to the presidency. Please, Lord, let her take over for Joe Biden. And wouldn't that be wonderful? Then they won't be able to get rid of her. My prediction was they were working overtime to get rid of her and put in either Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom as their presidential candidate and skip Kamala altogether and kick her out off the ticket. But if she ascends to the presidency and she is the sitting president of the United States, then they'll have no choice, and they can't get rid of her. And then we get to face Kamala Harris. Now, again, elections are rigged. Elections are fake. Elections are fraud. Elections are stolen. It's possible they could even elect Kamala Harris the single most unpopular person in the world. None of it matters if they really can fix elections. As Stalin said, it's not who votes that matters, it's who counts the votes. And Democrats are counting the votes. We all know that. So it's possible Kamala could win. It is possible. Even though she'd lose in a landslide, they could make it look like she won. But I think it's so overwhelming against her that she couldn't even rig the election. Trump would beat the rig, for sure. So I think Kamala would be wonderful. So please, God, we're praying. All of us are praying that Kamala ascends to the presidency and is the incumbent president of the United States. So we could all laugh at her and talk about the spinner as president and what a joke it is that she ascended to the top in the Me Too generation by having sex with men who are married and being just, you know, a sex tool. She's a sex tool in the vice presidency. Hunter Biden, special counsel, has let a leak that he will be indicting Hunter Biden in the next month on gun charges, and Hunter will face 5 to 10 years in prison. And again, a lot of Republicans would probably cheer this and think it's a wonderful thing and it's a step in the right direction. It is a step in the right direction, except I believe it's a head fake. It means nothing. No one cares anymore about Hunter Biden. Biden, as in Joe, has lost all his juice. They don't want him to run. They're throwing him under the bus. He'll never be the candidate. They couldn't care less about his son. They'll sacrifice his son in a second. And that's what this is, a sacrifice. They're not indicting the worst criminal in history, Joe Biden. They're not indicting Kamala Harris. The border czar has never been to the border and is allowing millions to flow in. They're not indicting Mayorkas, who's, you know, the coordinator of everything happening at the border. They're not indicting Obama, who all the crimes were committed while he was president, and he had to know. He had to be the one ordering the crimes. He had to be the one protecting Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton from prosecution because he controlled the DOJ and the FBI. They're not indicting Obama. They're not indicting gay Obama. Oh, Obama. Oh, my God. People are going to mock you for the rest of your life, buddy. Wait till Tucker's latest podcast interview comes out with Obama's ex-lover. He's promising surprises today, that guy. He says, you're going to be shocked. I think what he meant to say is your mouth's going to be open. When you hear what Obama did to me, your mouth's going to be open because that's what Obama was doing. Whew. Wow. Can you picture this? That's the president of the United States. So much. Barack Hussein Obama was gay. Anyway, no one's indicting the criminal, the capo di tutti. They're indicting the fool di tutti, Hunter Biden. No one even cares. So Hunter Biden get indicted. Doesn't matter. It's Biden. It's Obama. It's Hillary. Those are the ones you ought to be going after. And they're just throwing us a bone with Hunter Biden. Excuse the pun. Throwing a bone. Reminds me of Obama. All right. Jack Smith says he's going to indict Trump again. He's investigating fundraising and breach of voting machines. Trump is going to get elected president, and he's going to be the most indicted human being in the history of politics. It's amazing. It's just amazing. They just are so scared of him, they're going to indict him 100 times. Insanity. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements are not evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne on the roof, bad to the bone. Attack, attack, attack. Torah, Torah, Torah. Only way to treat these Democrats scumbags. They're evil and they're stupid. And that's a bad combination. Evil, stupid, and incompetent. They're destroying our country. They've destroyed Maui. They've destroyed East Palestine. The average person, I don't know if they'll ever catch on. They're clueless. But there are more and more people that are catching on. That Democrats are horrible, horrible people in leadership positions. They don't know what they're doing, or they're purposely destroying us, or a little bit of both. It's just what happened in Maui is beyond the pale. And by the way, over the weekend, President Trump, on three separate occasions, posted on Truth Social and also sent an email blast out, I believe twice, with my column about Maui and what really happened in Maui. What a tragedy unfolded in Maui. Democrats either caused it with their idiotic policies, or Democrats certainly, after the fact, everything going on is so suspicious. They've cordoned off the entire area of Maui. They've put this giant, green blockage all around it. They've spent who knows how many millions of dollars putting these giant things up that block you from seeing, like tarp. They've got tarp on a fence, and you can't see into the burned area, and they've got all kinds of military and police and what looks like even foreign, like United Nations military, guarding the Lahaina burn area. It's strange. They look like foreign police cars and policemen with markings no one's ever seen in the United States before. Something strange is going on in Maui. Something strange did go on in Maui. And my article, which was written literally while the Maui fire was still going on, so it must have been 4 weeks ago, President Trump is sending out to everyone now and saying, read Wayne Root's article. So he's starting to understand something horrible happened in Maui, and certainly the response is horrible. The people are being given nothing. FEMA's failing miserably, just like they did in East Palestine, Ohio. They either cause or create a disaster, or after the fact, they provide no relief for a disaster. There's something wrong with this Biden/Obama administration. And I believe it's Obama in charge. And I've written that column as well. It's Obama's mess. Obama is the president of the United States, and he's working overtime to destroy this country. Anybody could see it who isn't blind. Let me mention real quick, Score Blue is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. The new Little Blue Pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than $80 or $90, which they charge for the original Viagra. It's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. For the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com. Enter the promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root at checkout and get 20% off your first order, scoreblue.com. So the reason I mentioned, my article, What Just Happened in Maui Proves America is Being Destroyed and Abandoned by Biden and the Democrats, the reason it's important to me that Trump put it out is because in one day yesterday he put out two of my articles. He put out for the second time in a week my article about the GOP debates and how Trump won by not being there, and Vivek Ramaswamy was the runner-up for being there and winning on that stage. And Trump put that out twice, and he said in interviews exactly what I said he should say in my column, that he's considering Vivek as vice president. But separate from that, Trump reads everything I write. Trump hails everything I write. Trump puts out and promotes everything I write. Virtually every column now he's posting and promoting. And Trump just addressed the vaccine adverse effects for the first time ever. And that is at my urging. I've written column after column telling him how important it is to let everyone know that, you know, you understand that there are vaccine injuries out there, many of them, and that these people need to have a voice, and someone needs to fight for them, and someone needs to acknowledge that the vaccine is causing a lot of problems and making people sick and crippling them and disabling them. And Trump called on Big Pharma to disclose safety data immediately. It's the first time Trump has done something like that. And yes, I take credit. I do believe that it was my columns that got him to that place. A couple other stories I want you to know about. Over 40 people shot during Labor Day weekend in Chicago. Any town run by Democrats becomes a you-know-what hole, a crap hole, a crap hole. And Mayor Pete, the trans secretary, I like to call him, the transportation secretary, the trans secretary, Mayor Pete Butthead, and his equity team seek to end all private car ownership. All cars are bad. Are you starting to get the idea that they're out to kill us all? They're burning our plants to the ground. They're trying to stop manufacturing. They're trying to stop fuel, kill the energy business, stop you from driving a car. Is there anything that I try to do to destroy you? Run your electric bill up quadruple till you go back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA USA News update. One cabinet member may have his salary cut if House Republicans get their way.
House Republicans are proposing an amendment to slash Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' salary to $1, intensifying pressure on him for the southern border migrant crisis. This move represents the latest GOP effort concerning the administration's handling of the surging migrant crisis impacting sanctuary cities like New York and Chicago. I'm John Schaefer.
The Secretary of the Navy is blaming Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville for aiding and abetting rival regimes around the world. This in reference to Tuberville's ongoing holdup of key U.S. military promotions.
This is having a real negative impact and will continue to have a real negative impact on our combat readiness. And that's what the American people truly need to understand.
Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro speaking on Fox News. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wayne on the Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. As Ed Sullivan would say, really great show. Great guest for you in just a second. Let me mention the sponsor first. Sponsor of this show is a great Patriot store. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling book, Great Patriot Boycott Book, and Great Patriot Boycott Book. I've got two number one bestsellers in the last 2 years, the Boycott and the Boycott Book, both filled with companies you want to boycott and companies you want to boycott, buy from great American patriotic companies. President Trump endorsed my number one bestseller, the Great Patriot Boycott Book, and my team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all else, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, already using, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, all products made in the USA. When you buy their products, you're supporting American jobs and families, products delivered right to your front door at incredible prices. When I say this is the answer to inflation, if inflation is running away at 20%, everything here is 20 or 30% lower than what you pay at Costco or Sam's Club or Walmart or wherever. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is a company run by conservatives and patriots, and 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef. You know, I love to eat out. I try and eat out 7 nights a week, or at least I used to. Lately, I've been staying home a couple times a week just to eat their beef. It is the best-tasting beef ever, the best steaks ever, the best ribeye ever. Pasture-raised with no hormones, no antibiotics, no mRNA, exclusively only available to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form. They'll contact you right away. Very easy, very inexpensive, and boom, you're a member. Over 2 million monthly shoppers have already joined. Now it's your turn. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, so our guest is a very interesting one. He's a repeat guest. I remember having him on, I don't know, about a year ago. Tony Roman is the owner of Basilico's Italian restaurant in Huntington Beach, California, and he's got some stories for you. Tony, welcome to the Wayne on the Root Show. How are you?
Sir Wayne. Yeah, I heard the story about you, sir, right?
Right? It is, yeah. Sir Wayne.
Nice
technically,
job.
I am knighted Sir Wayne Allen Root, and I'm also Italianized. I don't know if you know that, but the Italian American Club of Las Vegas had their biggest event ever like 4 years ago. I think they had 500-600 people there, and it was the Italianization of Wayne, and they knighted me Italian. I'm not even honorary Italian. I'm Italian, okay?
Just you're so playing you know. The Italian national anthem right now.
There it is. There it is.
I hear you.
So I'm a Jewish boy who grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, and I'm just, you know, Italian by, I guess I'm Jewish by nature, but I'm Italian by nurture. I'm definitely much more Italian than Jewish, and that's why I'm such a raving entrepreneurial Republican conservative like all my Italian buddies. So
our two cultures get along very well, as you know.
They do. They do. They get along great. Basilico's Italian restaurant, Huntington Beach, that's your baby. And tell everybody what happened during the lockdowns. Let's start with that.
So Basilico's Pasta e Vino in Huntington Beach, you actually had me on 2 years ago in the middle of the lockdown.
Oh, 2 years ago. Okay, 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And I appreciate it. So we took a hard stand against the lockdowns. We didn't wait 15 minutes. We didn't wait 15 seconds. We took a hard stand. We did it. We established that we dedicated our restaurant as a constitutional battleground on day one, pledging it in honor of our founding fathers to fight in their honor. The great military heroes who have fought and died for the freedoms that we have. So we took a hard stand, aggressive stand. We didn't just defend, but we went on the attack. We mocked and shamed and taunted the enemy. And we did it proudly. But as we did that, you know, we banned masks. You couldn't even step on the property, even outside the perimeter, because we saw that as an invasion. And then when the vax mandates came, we had a policy that you had to prove you were unvaccinated. You know, to get it. Now think about that. Yeah,
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. So that led to a war between me and Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, and his brother, which is pretty funny. You know, you can look that up. But we, you know, when they imposed the curfews, we extended the hours. I mean, we did everything. You know, everything the opposite.
And by the way, Tony, when I'm embarrassed by my fellow Jews or the liberal Democrats, and I'm just ashamed of them and I'm sickened by them, you must be embarrassed by your fellow Italians, Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo, right? Because they're a disgrace to Italians.
Well,
and Fauci.
One,
what about Dr. Fauci? Right, 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 right.
Yeah, exactly. 100% very embarrassed.
Yes,
you know,
there
and
you
I've
go.
Said it. But during that time, OSHA, they came sniffing around, and we would not recognize their authority over us on this matter. We said, no, we don't recognize you. We're not acknowledging you. And they kept coming back and back and back. They tried getting in to inspect. Finally, they warned us they were going to serve us a warrant, a search warrant, inspection warrant. And we said, come on back. Well, they came back with a warrant with the police, threatened to get in. We stonewalled them again. We said, you don't
understand. How long was that?
This was December 2020. And we said, you don't understand. We will not allow the footprint of the enemy inside here. You're not coming in. So they left, and they warned us of fines, right? They warned us, and they left. And all of a sudden, almost 3 years later, okay, and last week on Monday, we get a notice that our operating bank account is empty, zero. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Wow.
So we find out that they went in, and they froze our accounts and levied them.
And how much did they take?
In retaliation. Well, they're trying to get up to $185,000. They got less than that, but they want to come after more. So so they're not stopping. And
I hope you have a good lawyer who can fight this, yeah?
Yeah, well, I want to fight it from a constitutional perspective, because not the legal details, how they do things over there, because they don't allow you any due process. They just go in, they serve a judgment to the court, and you don't get a chance to contest any of it. They just stamp it and they serve the bank.
That's amazing.
So,
you know what
so
that reminds me of, Tony? Tony, that reminds me of the FISA courts. You know, they went in and said Trump did this and Trump did that, and Trump's in bed with Russia, and the FISA courts said, yeah, okay. No, nobody actually questioned ever that the guy making the claims was working for Hillary. So they just rubber stamp everything. So same thing with OSHA. And by the way, what's OSHA's right to grab your money over something called a mandate? A mandate is not a law. So masks and vaccines were never the law.
Exactly. So I'm going to push this thing to the brink. You know, they think that they're going to come in and force us to shut down. It's never going to happen. We're like a fortress now for freedom, and we represent a lot of people across the country, and even people around the world who write us and call us and visit us. So that's not going to happen. We have
but how can people help you? In other words, what could be done now to help you? Tell me what you want my people to do.
What I want people to do is just to wake up. You know, I want people to understand that they need to fight hard, and they need to understand they need to be on war footing all the time. The enemy's at the door. The jackals are at the door waiting for the lion to be all by himself, right? That's what they want. So you have to make it clear that you are laying in wait, and you're waiting for them. And when they come, you got to hit them hard. You got to hit them hard. They're going to hit you, but you got to hit back 10 times harder every single time. And when you stand on principle, you got to be prepared to risk everything. To risk everything, sacrifice everything, but compromise zero, nothing. And when they try to subjugate you as a man, if you allow them to, when it's tugging at you, like you want to stand up, but then you fear, you know what? They're going to punish me. They're going to fine me. They're going to revoke a license. Or they're going to even throw me in jail. You got to remember, if you subjugate yourself as a man to another man, that is going to haunt your soul and scar your soul for the rest of your life. You're going to lose your self-respect is going to be gone. And it's gonna kill you. And I tell businesses that too. When you subjugate yourself, when you bend, you think, you know, when it's over, that's gonna feel the same in your inside your business. It's not, because you're gonna have the scars on your walls, man. It's gonna haunt you always.
So how can OSHA do this to you? What rights do you have, and what recourse can you take?
I'm gonna find out. But in the meantime, you know,
how do you run your business in the meantime without any money in the bank? How do you run your business?
We're going to figure it out, man, like we did everything else. We're going to just figure it out.
Great,
we cannot let them win. We can never let them win. And I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but a lot of people are saying to us, look, Tony, your restaurant, because of what it represents, maybe these mandates are going to try, you know, they're going to try to bring them back again. Maybe they want to take you out before that happens. I don't know if that's true or not.
Sounds real to me.
It is a coincidence. Yeah.
Real to me, because they're itching to bring back masks and vaccine mandates. They're itching. And maybe lockdowns, too. And if they don't lock you down for a pandemic, they're dying, Tony, to lock you down for a climate lockdown. Do you realize they'll close every business? Because doing business is causing the death of everyone. You know, as if doing business isn't what we all need to do to make a living. something and make sure our children and grandchildren have shoes on their feet. You know, I mean, it's so sick the way liberals think. They're such mentally ill people. They're mentally ill. They're evil. They're dumb.
It's a
they're
mental
incompetent.
Disorder.
Yeah,
it's a mental
really
disorder,
is.
And the only way to deal with them is give them a nice good beat down after your action.
Give them nothing. Give them nothing.
Nice
don't give an inch.
Down. We're going to give these guys a beat down now next. As, you know, they pick the fight they're not going to want, and that's going to happen. So,
all right, so the only thing I could tell everybody is, you know, if you're in OC, go check out Basilico's Italian Restaurant. Give Tony some business. Give him some love. By the way, I'm coming to, I'm giving a speech on October 7th to the Republican women of San Diego in Camp Pendleton. That can't be too far from you, right?
No, it's not at all. In fact, if you want to come up here with some guests, we'll feed you. I know you like steaks. I heard you had you ran
earlier. Who doesn't like steaks?
Our Italian ribeye is 24 ounces, and it's insane.
Here's the problem, Tony. I'm coming in on a Saturday afternoon. I'm giving the speech on Saturday night. I'm leaving on Sunday morning. But I was thinking maybe you'd want to come down. I'll introduce you to the crowd. It's supposed to be like 400 people. Yeah, so I'll send you the info. It's October 7th at Camp Pendleton, Wayne Allyn Root, the Republican Women of San Diego. So Tony Roman, owner of Basilico's Italian Restaurant, Huntington Beach, California. Great guy, brave guy, heroic guy, making a stand. We're 110% behind you, Tony Roman. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hope to see you soon. Bye.
All right. What a good guy. What a good guy. I wish all of America was like, you know, Tony Roman and Tony Roman and Tony Roman. But unfortunately, it's a bunch of wussies and a bunch of evil people and a bunch of cowards. And it's the evil and the wussies fighting the cowards. Excuse me, the evil and the cowards and the wussies fighting the evil people. And that puts us on very, you know, weak footing. Republican Party, weak, weak. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no COVIDium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Welcome back. You know, I just can't believe what's happened to our country. It is a communist takeover of the United States. What's happening to Tony Roman of Basilico's great example. Here's my great friend Dave in Pennsylvania, right outside Allentown. Dave says, Wayne, where the hell does government get off freezing this man's accounts? They are communist dictators. They need to be removed. It will be like this around the whole country if they get away with this. Exactly. Exactly. And the other thing, if they get away with that, we're doomed, is if they were to take Trump off the ballot, disqualify Trump all over the United States to try to disqualify Trump. This proves I was right again. You know, I bat 1,000. It's unbelievable. You know, I'm like Muhammad Ali. You know, it ain't bragging if you can back it up. Who said that? Muhammad Ali. And so I'm always right. My gut instincts were all these people don't know what they're talking about. These dumb Republican rhinos who love to say, and these DeSantis backers who are good people, but they love to say, oh, Democrats want Trump to win. That's why they're indicting him. Really? Is that why they're now trying to disqualify him from the ballot? Really? You said that after the first indictment. Did you still say that after the second and the third and the fourth? And now they try to disqualify him, so even if he's convicted, it doesn't matter. He can't run. Nothing matters. And they just don't want Trump because they're scared to death of him. How much more right can I be? They're trying to disqualify him all over the United States. And if you let them get away with this, there is no country left. There's nothing left if you're allowed to disqualify your opponent because he's the only one that could beat you. Or if you're allowed to ban someone because they're telling the truth about stolen elections. You're not allowed to talk about it anymore. You know, look at that cop they caught over the weekend in Maryland. Another story I wanted to talk about. You know, they caught a cop in Maryland. And he's, like, making out with some chick while he's in duty in his uniform next to his police car. He's sticking his tongue down her mouth. And then he opens the back door, stuffs her in the back seat, and goes in and has sex with her in the back seat. Now, he's been suspended. He's done. You know, he'll lose his job. He'll lose his pension. He's finished. That's the end of his career as a cop, and that's the end of his pension. We all get that. He's a slime ball. He's a piece of garbage. And I'm Mr. Pro-Cop. I've been more pro-cop than anyone in America on the radio or TV for a decade now. You won't find a more pro-cop guy. But if you're screwing hookers or strippers in your spare time in uniform with your badge and your gun on, and you're screwing them in the backseat of your car, you're a bad guy. And you don't belong being a cop. You're a low-life scumbag. Okay? So my point is, can you imagine if the police said, oh, you didn't really see that. You're not allowed to talk about it. That's what Democrats are doing with the election. You didn't see that. You're not allowed to talk about it. You know, it's like the border. The border's not, oh, it's not open. Oh, millions aren't coming over. That's not happening. Because you can't see it. So they lie to your face and tell you it's better. The numbers are lower than they were under Trump. They're better since we got rid of Title, whatever that number was. I don't even remember. Title 41 or 42 or whatever the hell it was. God, you know, things are moving so fast. They're attacking us so hard that things that were important to me 3 months ago, you don't even remember anymore. I think it was called Title 42. And it kept them on the other side of the border until they got a hearing, and that could be 3 years from now, and they generally would lose that hearing, and they'd never get in. But now, they don't ever wait for the hearing. They just go into the country, and they get all kinds of goodies from the Biden administration, all kinds of money, and they just disappear, and they never show up in court, and they'll never be caught, and they'll stay in America forever. Title 42 is so important, but I've already forgotten about it because it's old news. There's so many new things, but it's like, you're not allowed to talk about that. Millions are coming across the border. Wainwright should be sent to jail for talking about that. You know, you saw the election stolen. Wainwright should be sent to jail for talking about that. The crime in Democrat cities. Oh, Wainwright should be sent to jail for talking about that. It's misleading information. It's misinformation. Wainwright's evil for talking about that. He's making things up. Don't believe what you see with your eyes. Believe what we tell you. You know, the policeman in the back seat with a hooker. He's a white cop, and he's got some black chick in the back seat. I don't even know if she's a hooker. She might have just been his girlfriend. She might be somebody pulled over for speeding and decided to, you know, tell her, if you have sex with me, I won't give you the speeding ticket. I have no idea. Maybe he's having an affair. I know he's married. Maybe he's having an affair with her. I don't know what he was doing with her. But he's throwing her in the back seat, and he's having sex with her. And, you know, you're not allowed to talk about that. The police demand that all talk of it be banned. If you talk about it, we're sending you to prison. Why is that any different than Democrats saying if you talk about a stolen election, you go to jail? Why is that different? Should the policeman be allowed to screw a girl in the backseat of his police car while he's on duty, and you're not allowed to talk about it? Why is that different? Why is it different to talk about the vaccines killing people? Why is that different? People are dying every day. Whew. It's just what's happening in America is a communist takeover of America. And the sign is silencing your opponent, arresting your opponent, censorship, banning, shadow banning, suspending, making you lose your job. Making you lose your job because you're a Republican or a conservative. Being canceled. It's all going on. It's all based, modeled after communism. And you know what comes next? They're going to take you off to re-education camps. And if you don't get re-educated, they're going to murder you. There's nothing exaggerating, I'm saying. That's what's coming next. You got to be a moron to not understand that. Z-Sac and Z-Shield, sponsor of this segment of the show. Z-Shield is a revolutionary product based on the Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, and chickenpox. Z-Shield helps ensure you're not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of dormant ones. Get Z-Shield and Z-Stack right now at ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. ZStackLife.com, ZStackLife.com. Promo code WAR coming up next. Lindell TV at FrankSpeech.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.